Hey, AfterBuzzers and Married at First Sight Honeymoon Island fans, we have one episode left. I can't even believe the season's almost over. This is episode 7, Family Matters, and boy, does it ever. Can't wait to discuss and break it down. Don't go away.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back. This is so appropriate for this episode, ladies. I can't even believe we've got one episode left until the final decisions.
I can't believe it.
It's already here,
too
everyone.
Soon.
Too soon. I mean, we've only had 8 episodes of this whole show, which...
They're only on day, like, 13 in this episode anyway, isn't it?
It seems like months and months and months. That's
crazy. I
can't
go on 8 dates and get engaged. No. I don't know how 8 episodes later people are getting engaged.
They're ready. They're ready. Well, ladies, before we dive into this episode, I'd love to introduce our lovely panel. To the left of me, we've switched it up a little bit. If you are watching on YouTube, to the left of me, I've got Jen Gold. What's going on?
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
You know, I'm great. Love and love and stuff.
Love and love.
Yeah.
I like that saying.
And family. And then are you writing it down?
Yes. And all the way to the end, I've got Lauren Leonelli holding the wine bottle. If you guys aren't watching, you're
She's
doing yourself
sharing.
A disservice.
I'm hugging my wine bottle. Hello, everyone. Happy to be here.
Happy for you to be here. And then, last but not least, Chelsea Snyder. What's going
What's
on?
What's up, guys? I'm not hugging the wine bottle.
I wish you were.
I wish I was.
You can pour some in your
trusty glass.
Go ahead.
It's going to happen. It's one of those
days. I mean, hey, I think we all need some wine after those family visits. And guys, it's Allie Nasty here. We're ready to break it down. I kind of want to save the best for last this time. So let's start with what I feel was the most uncomfortable couple.
I know what you're going to say.
Obviously, it's the people that were still surprised are there, I would guess.
Katie and Eric.
What is going on? And her parents are so nice and supportive. They're like, listen, we understand you're probably carrying some things from the last relationship, and we get it. And she got so emotional.
I know. She was
like sucking it all in. But they're like, listen, you do you, girl. Like,
well,
that's all
so
they
much
could
cooler
say.
Than she is.
That's all they could say.
Can we talk about her dad's? Sorry.
No, go
her
ahead.
Dad's reaction to when he told him that he sells marijuana
and then,
or whatever he does. I was like,
and then cannabis, and then proceeded to talk about fruit forever. They were like, "What the hell?"
I saw that same way. Why are they still getting airtime? I'm sorry, he's talking about bananas and where they're grown.
It was really, really uncomfortable. And I think the best part about it was the music they played in the background because they made it even awkward. And the parents are just drinking their drink, really awkward, thinking, "Wow." I mean, they support their daughter 100% because they even felt this is weird. But if it makes her happy, then we're gonna let it happen.
I think they also must know that there's really not a danger of something actually happening.
Right.
I agree.
Experienced this thing. She's getting a new lease on life after being hurt and blindsided, like she said. They're like, you know what? Maybe this is just what she needs to get back in it. Let her experiencing it. There's probably not anything that's really going to happen. Let's just let her go. Like, I think we all know. We all don't get that vibe that they're going to get married.
No.
So they're going to be cautious for the sake of the show and for their daughter. But, like, they know.
Yes.
They're like, we're good.
They just got a free trip there, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
If I were her family, like, obviously we know some of the families did not show up, which was a whole thing in itself and very uncomfortable.
Because they don't have passports.
Yeah.
Or
that was, meh.
What was that?
I don't know, guys.
I don't.
But the fact that I think it's a cool element of this episode and this show that family does show up to weigh in on stuff, because you should be meeting the parents and things if you're going to get engaged.
Right, yeah.
But I thought it was, like, just... so bizarre that, like, the couple that isn't gonna make it, their family
has to meet.
Or, like,
right.
Eric's family didn't show because they probably were like, this guy's never getting married. Why are we gonna come on the show?
Mm-hmm. Right. And yeah. Also, Eric mentioned a couple times, I can't remember now if it was in the previews for next week, it might have been, but he mentions about how he just doesn't know if he's ever gonna find someone to really, like, be able to settle down with because he travels and blah, blah, blah. But I was like, dude, it's because you haven't met the right person. Because as soon as you write meet the right person, you're gonna wanna do those things
with
them.
100%. Jen and I always say on our show, it's complicated here at AfterBuzz TV, too. Hmm. It's only far if you don't wanna go.
Yeah. It's
and
100%
you all
true.
Know that's true because you all know if that dude or that girl texted you and said, I'm at a party in freaking Orange County, you'd be like, if you wanted to go, you'd figure out a way to go. And if they're like, if it was someone you didn't care about and they were 1 mile from your house, you'd be like, I have work early tomorrow. It's
100% true.
Always
wait, can I tell
true.
You guys something? I have a real life, bless you.
I
have a real life example of this. There was a guy that I was dating like a couple months ago now, almost, yeah, like whatever, doesn't matter. I was dating him, and he lived 30 minutes from my house. I was like, oh, like, I don't know, maybe not tonight. Like, maybe, like, another night, we'll figure it out. the guy that I'm dating now that I'm, like, so in love with, it was literally, he lives an hour away. And I'm like, see you tonight. Like, it's just so true.
You know it's true because you know you felt it. It is only far if you don't want to go. So this traveling thing, whilst it is an actual real valid problem, I am physically away from you, this is an issue. Like, it's only a real issue if you're not really into the person.
And also, like, talked about, like, using technology. They're like, we'll text or we'll check in at least once a day and all that stuff. Why is there no world where she can go? Like, I feel like if they really wanted it, they could figure it out. But it doesn't feel like they do, and they're going through the motions of what two people would do if they were to do this relationship.
Yeah. Right, but it's not going to happen. No. It's going to be over. No. I'm kind of just even over talking about it at this point because it's just not happening. Goodbye. But before we get into Jada and Chris, I just want to thank you guys. If you're listening in the chat, or I mean, if you're in the chat or listening or watching, whatever you're doing, we thank you guys so much. And we want to give you some advice on where you can find some other AfterBuzz shows.
You guys, hey, all you AfterBuzzers out there, our network produces after shows for, like, all of your favorite TV shows. Like, seriously, all of them. Because you're here, so you know. There's dramas. There's reality TV like our show. Sci-fi, huge. There's, like, no network that works harder to serve all of you guys and the television fans. We're fans. You're fans. We need your help. So help us help you. Keep the visual, the circle going. We are asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will then suggest shows that are tailor-made for you. And that will, it'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow because we're, again, helping each other in this wonderful little circle of life. So don't worry about pesky notifications, those things. You can opt out of those. It's not a big deal at all. Just hit the subscribe button right now for this channel and check out all of the other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well while you're there, because you never know what other ones you might happen upon and love. And let us know that you did so in the comments, because then we can shout you out on our show and thank you for being part of the AfterBuzz fam, because we are so thankful that you guys are here. We're thankful to be here because we have the best fans and we are fans too. And so thank you for helping us be the ESPN of talk, TV talk. I'm going to say that right one time. TV talk, not talk TV. And we're just so happy to be here talking about the shows and wrapping them up for you, because we watch these shows and we're like, we have things to say. Yes. And we know that you do too. So let us know what you have to, because this show is so polarizing,
right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every time I end it, I'm like, I have to talk about this tonight. I'm so excited.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Which, something that I can't wait to talk about is something that really kind of pushed the buttons the wrong way this episode, was Chris. I know we talked about this last week, and I was like, I think he's in it for the right reasons. I think he's trying to get away from whatever the quote-unquote Instagram world or whatever. But okay, I kind of got the vibe that Chris is presenting himself as a man that he wants everybody out there to see, I can be this way. If you want me, here I am. I can be the most charming, the most amazing man you possibly want. Because I just felt like he was going through the motions with Jada and her family.
I agree.
Rather than actually doing it for her.
He's not a dumb dude. He knows he's probably gotten a buy in life based on his looks and his charm. And he knows now what people respond to. Does that, his authentic reaction? That's questionable.
He's smart. He mentioned the mom's smile, which is,
and then he called
good.
The father sir.
Sir. But also, guys, I'm sorry. The father was a better singer than
Chris. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you said that. I don't think he's a good singer at all. No. Every time he starts to sing, I'm like, it's so pitchy. I just can't.
It's so pitchy, dog.
It's so bad.
He was so tone deaf, and it hurt me, and I'm sorry.
You got Randy in the house. It's so pitchy, dog.
Pitchy, dog.
I wanted to hide from the show, and I couldn't because I was having to
watch also,
it.
He didn't know the words to Amazing Grace, but what else?
What made me uncomfortable
I do.
Was the timing of the Skype video, so they were off, and I was like, I need this to go away right
so
now.
So awkward. But I will say, he hung in there well, but I do think that he knows, it's like being a good job interviewer.
Right.
Like, it's a skill, right? Like, does that mean you're going to be actually good at the job? Who knows? But an impression and a vibe that you're giving is totally different, and you can, you know, like, we all get a vibe that maybe he's not being authentic, but this impression that he's putting out is that, like, I'm this very gentlemanly, like, respectful person. And are we going to go as far as to say he's the exact opposite? No.
Right,
but he's definitely, like, putting on
the face.
This face of this mask. Overly, he's like an Eddie Haskell. Yeah. For all of you people that watched Leave It to Beaver, that's when he's like, oh, Mrs. Cleaver, what is that? It smells like you're baking a wonderful apple pie.
Yeah, you
and
suck
then
up.
Meanwhile, he's like the one behind the door. It's like, come on, Wally and Beav, let's go toilet paper the neighbor's house. Oh, my God, what? I did not see as much Leave It to Beaver as you actually did. I watched
a lot. I think you did.
I'm just saying.
Where did you just go?
Is this a whole TV show? I'm not sure, Lauren. Let's write it back in.
This is the after show for Leave It to Beaver. Yes. Thank you for tuning in.
I just like time traveled.
What? I just did. It's the 50s.
Good, but it's better times.
But he's fake.
He's fake. But I'm so everybody's on the same page. They kind of got that vibe this episode.
Ugh.
Totally. I mean, there's moments where he pulls me in where I'm like, okay, teeter totter with him, or that word is seesaw, because there's moments where I'm like, okay, maybe he's really being really genuine, and then there's other moments where I'm like, no, he's fake.
Exactly.
You know,
that's a really good skill some people have.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm.
It's like manipulation.
It's like manipulation. Yeah.
It's also like playing a part.
I dated a guy that was just like Chris.
Really?
Stop. He ended up being awful, but I'm not saying Chris is, but like he was like the life of the party. Everyone come and so fun, and then it was like, oh my God, no, there was another side. So if you're dating somebody like this, keep that in mind that like when you get to really know them, this could be potentially the sign of, we don't know that this is Chris, but it could be the potential sign of something else underneath.
Do you think he introduced his daughter to Jada for the purpose of the show, or do you think it was genuine that she was the first woman to meet his child?
This is what I think. Lauren, you're shaking your head, and I can understand that, but there is an inkling where, like I mentioned last episode, even though I feel he's been a little, you know, playing it by the script this episode, I also do feel like there's a part of him that knows Jada would be a great wife and a great mother to his daughter. Mm-hmm. He knows that he's not an idiot. But, and that's why he felt, all right, if I were to play this out and this were to go well, yes, I want her to meet my daughter. And so I think that that was something in the back of his head where he's like, I'm going to do this because I think if I feel in the right way, like, I want her to meet her. And I think it was just because it was, like, FaceTime. I think if it was in person, it might have been a little different.
Yeah, FaceTime is a different story.
Yeah.
She's
not going to remember it, like,
She could just respond to her.
Right.
It could just be his friend or something. Like, yeah. She's not going to understand the depth of that. And he, tells himself it's okay to do this, no matter what my intentions are, because she's a good person, so it's all right. But, I think it's just, like, for him, I feel like, and even, like, a good dude that maybe has great intentions, or maybe he does. Chris does. It's FaceTime, so it's like very safe. It's like, this is not a big deal. I'm totally okay doing this. We're gonna call it like you're meeting my daughter, but that's not really what's happening.
No, and also everyone was sort of like in touch with someone from back home, and it fit the storyline really well. And I think, you know, we didn't see his parents, and no one could come because of passports, and like, do they get a say at some point where it's like, you know what, I would like my family to come because I want them to actually meet this. Like, was that an indication going back to, like, Katie and Eric? Is she more serious about him? So, like, she pushed for her family to come?
That's such a great point.
Because also, like...
That's true.
Okay, so we saw Jada's family, but maybe it's because she wanted her family to meet him. Right. But maybe he was like, yeah, I guess we'll do my daughter.
Because I thought that was weird, because they knew that he was going on the show, and you can expedite a passport. Or,
yeah, but here's the thing. You know, if you're not, like, if you have DACA or, like, that kind of thing, you can't leave the country.
That's true.
I don't know what his family situation is, and obviously, like, we didn't really touch on it. But is he black? Like, what is he?
I can't tell if he's black or if he's Hispanic. I know he's biracial, but I can't tell what he is.
So if you're black, you don't not get passports. Like, if you're
it doesn't matter what you are. They just don't have passports, and that's the excuse they're falling on. It could be for a myriad of reasons.
It could be because he was like, listen, I don't know how well this is going to go. I don't think it's worth you guys taking the time off of work to come out here. I don't think it has, like... Who knows what the actual reason is?
Or
I think that's kind of beside the point.
He could have pushed for it, and they could have been like, we don't agree with what you're doing. We don't support you. This is stupid.
See, I wish that we knew these answers, because it would really
is why the family episode is important, because your family plays a very big role in the support of your relationship.
It's true.
So,
and I think it would definitely, I mean, we see it, I mean, if you guys watch Bachelor in Paradise, or not Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelor or Bachelorette, you know that every time they meet with the families, the hometowns, there's always something dramatic that goes down that kind of helps them set the tone for how it could be in the future.
It's the scariest thing, because you don't know how the people that love you the most and like have this unbiased opinion, or actually it's biased, but they have this like objective opinion of this person, and you've gotten fall in love for whatever reason.
Right.
They chime in and you're like, oh, damn.
Once you get their approval, it can kind of help you figure out where your feelings are actually lying.
Or make things more challenging so it doesn't go that direction.
And trust me, I've seen relationships in a family where someone doesn't accept somebody and it makes things really hard.
It does. Totally.
Yeah. It does.
Definitely. Well, speaking of family and acceptance, we kind of saw a little bit of back and forth between Shannon and Kimber's family.
This was my favorite, and I will say this, this was my favorite episode for them because I don't know if I'm the only one that noticed this, but since I'm in a biracial relationship, I was very surprised and I was very happy to see that the race card has not come up.
Yeah.
Like, for example, are you sure you want to do this? It's going to be hard. Or all the things that are thrown at that, and not one of them has said that to them. Uh-huh. And I love that. Like, both families are very accepting, and that was not the reason that they gave
for them not to get married.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that as well.
It was
Yeah, it was more about where they're at in their lives and emotionality and things that really matter in a relationship besides, like, what you look like on the outside.
Right. And that's living together. And also, that became a big issue because apparently, like, it's interesting because, again, family matters because they also have known you the longest. They're not new to you. So they know your patterns. They know your history. Like he said over and over again, I'm not going to live with somebody until it's the thing. And now he's been living with her even though it's been like, what?
But they're not really living together. Like, they're like staying in a hotel room together.
I know, they like freaked out. I'm like, they've been together for like 7 days.
Like their belongings are not there.
They did not sign a lease together. They're on a vacation together.
Right. For an extended period of time. So I just think it's interesting that like they were pointing out sort of like habits and like long-term issues. So like with Kimber, it was like, well, you've been in 4 relationships, so what's your deal? Why can't you pull the trigger? And why have you lived with everybody?
I thought that's normal, though. I was like, I thought that was kind of weird for them to like freak
that
out.
About her, that she's more of a relationship person, so she is more thoughtful about relationships.
Yeah, I thought about mine. I'm like, okay, I've been in like back-to-back long-term relationships. I didn't know that was a bad thing. Like, I thought that, it was a good thing. Like, you have a commitment quality about yourself.
Sure.
I didn't know that they would freak out.
Yeah, I think that there's just sometimes there can be an alternate thought to that process, which is you don't want to be alone and you're scared to be alone.
Right.
And
that's
so I think that that's what she wanted to reiterate to that family. It was like, or to Shannon's family, is like, that's not who I am. I just had to go through those relationships to kind of be where I am today. I decided to be single and that kind of helped me learn what I want. And I think what she said was great. She was like, I just want someone to be able to enjoy, you know, the wins and the excitement of life together. Mm-hmm. And I think that her and Shannon do such a great job of complimenting each other from what we've seen so far.
Yeah.
And I think that they're so thoughtful, they're smart, they're mature, their conversations are real, and they never bark at each other. It's like, okay, so you're feeling that way? Let me see how I can come to you. Let me see how I can fit my life
into
your life.
You're afraid of this? Well, I dealt with this. This is what I did.
Exactly.
Like, I can help you. Yeah, they're very good.
I like that also, like, he's, like, celebrating that he got a maybe. While I don't necessarily agree with, like, taking a maybe and sacrificing your own, like, wants and needs. Like, if having a kid, that's a big thing. It's not like, okay, well, this person is vegan and I can't eat with them at restaurants and it's a little inconvenient. It's a child. You either want them or you don't, and it's a big deal. But the fact that he also wants her so much, and she is coming around, and they are meeting in the middle, and they're seeing each other's perspectives, and obviously we all have our own history, so, like, it is sometimes hard to shake something you've decided on your single self. Like, I don't want kids. I've said that, too. I'm like, I don't want kids in this world, and also I don't know if this person is going to stay with me forever, but, like, then I think about it, well, if I really love somebody and I love the idea of a family, okay, so I'm coming around to it. Like, we're watching her come around to something for another human.
Yeah.
And I think that they're working together like that because the differences in people is what makes the world go round. And while sometimes it's like, I don't like country music and I do, sometimes it is like, I'm hesitant about having children and I'm not. But if you know that you can communicate and work together and not change somebody, but come to some sort of compromise, whatever that is, it sounds like they're both willing to do that. Whether she ends up then saying, you know what? I'm thinking about kids in a different way, and maybe I'm not overly excited about it, or I have some nervousness about it. Like, I'm willing to go down that path with you and your support, or vice versa. They know that possibility is there because they've done it like 500 times already.
Well, it feels like they're having the most real conversations out of all the
couples. Oh, 100%.
Or that's what we're seeing. But, like, I mean, we'll get to Brandon and John, but, like, I don't get them at all because we don't see any kind of depth. But with this dynamic, and also the fact that, like, Kimber even said to the family, like, I have been single now for 1.5 years until this experience. And while that's not a long time to most people, for me, that was a long time. The fact that she was self-aware enough to say, like, relatively speaking, this is not a long time.
They're both very mature, and I know that's sad to say, but they are, because compared to the other couples, I feel like some of them, which is not there anymore, were very immature, and they're very...
Isabella and
Tyler. Oh my God, the worst.
I love their dynamic in so many ways, and this episode really brought that to the forefront.
Like, I feel like I could see them in real life together.
Yes. Oh, 100%. Yes. And I think that what was really great is that production totally played up the awkward and almost moments where you thought the family was going to break them up. They played it up so much because they knew their relationship is so strong that they needed to add a little bit of drama to it. But it was so funny how every time you kind of were on this ledge, it was like, oh, we're fine. Like we're going back down.
Sister grilling her. Oh my goodness. God. Also, I love the sister because I actually, and also I love Kimber now more because of how she handled the sister. She was super diplomatic about everything. She wasn't combative. She wasn't bitchy, like, I'm going to out-sister this person.
Right.
Like, no, I'll show you. This is my man now, or whatever. Like,
she was understanding of the sister's perspective. Yeah.
And she combated them in, like, such a positive way. And, handled herself with eloquence and grace. And, like, the whole thing, I just felt like... And then the fact that the sister was like, I'm not sold yet also because it's a TV show and stuff. And I'm sure this was not her first choice for how her brother met his future wife. She's like, but, you know, I could come around to it. You might make a good sister-in-law.
Like, yeah, it's like she was throwing darts. It's like every single thing she threw at her, it was like bullseye. But you could see it on her face. The sister was like, you could tell she wanted so bad to be like,
damn.
Okay. Yeah, like, okay.
And I think that's why they work so well, though, is because Kimber and Shannon both, none of them are combative. None of them are like, super defensive. I feel like a lot of people... especially in situations like this, they get super defensive really quick because they want to be able to back themselves up.
Yeah.
But, like, they're both just so relaxed, and they're like, well, this is the experience. We're going to take it for what it is. I'm going to be super honest with you up front. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And I think that that's what's so great about them, and I think that's why I 100% think that they're going to work out.
A million.
Oh, yeah.
And where are they going to live?
They'll figure that out. Yeah.
That's a good question.
I mean, I think I could see Shannon moving to Kimber.
Where does she live again?
Vegas?
He's Nevada? In Georgia. Yeah,
Vegas. Nevada and Georgia.
And he's in Georgia, Atlanta.
But is he going to leave his family?
Ooh. I mean, come on. Actually, maybe. Well, yeah, I don't know.
I think she's going to leave.
I don't see him separate.
What do they do?
Well,
do we even know what they do for jobs?
No, I don't think we do know.
It's not like on The Bachelor or Bachelorette where there's like random like computer salesman or entrepreneur.
Yeah, just says their name and then where they're from, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's more important.
Well, it'll be really interesting to see. I'm really excited for next week, guys. I can't wait till we get into predictions, but let's get into Brandon and Jonna really quick. I would really like to bring up the fact that Jonna said something this episode that really kind of struck me, and I really appreciated that. And he said, I appreciate that Brandon is an independent woman, and I understand she has a business, so I'm willing to move to her because that makes most sense. And I thought that that was kind of like, that's a selling point, and I think he really is falling for it. And I think that their relationship, even though we're not seeing the backstory, I think they're having so much fun. And like I mentioned last episode, I think Brandon's a little nervous in front of the camera. So as soon as the cameras go away and they just have those diary cams, she's totally herself.
I hope so, because otherwise he's insane. So I hope that there's something there that he's actually in love with and not just the experience. Because when they did roll the tapes for his, like, audition tape about how he was, like, set to find love and want it. Like, we say this actually on our show. Like, when a guy wakes up one day and he's like, today I want a girlfriend, he goes and finds a girlfriend and then they get married. It's like,
He's very eager and ready, so you worry, is he just making this work because he wants it? I think you also have to want it to make it work, too, so that's also part of the puzzle. But I think that I think there's things we're not seeing because Brandon might be closed off, but he doesn't seem like a dumb person, and you must be getting a vibe from her or a feeling or something. He recognizes her kindness. He appreciates that about her, and there must be some level of connection we're not seeing, because at the end of the day, like, she's not a bad person. No. We're just not seeing this connection, which could be something they might not be showing. And so we've got to trust that.
I need to see
that. Well, it's definitely something we're not seeing, because he said they talk about kids. They talk about kids' names.
Yeah.
So they're sharing something that we're not seeing on
screen. Even that gesture she did off camera for
housekeeper.
The housekeeper.
What happened?
So
she left flowers.
I guess the housekeeper... was talking to them, the orchids. And so she, like, went out and bought one and put it there and put a note, like, saying, this is, like, from us to you for, like, you know, our gratitude towards you and all this stuff.
Have they had sex? And, I'm sorry. You were talking about something really nice, but have they had sex?
I don't know. Who's had sex? But Brandon was, with the, well, Kimber and Shannon admit that they have.
Yeah.
Eric and Katie are still separated. And then Jada and Chris, we know, have not because she wants to wait for marriage.
I think that Brandon and Jonna have, and I think that, obviously we know that Shannon and Kimber have, but I think that... Jonna is recognizing her kindness. He said,
I like that he, I'm curious to know if he purposely put that in the diary cam because he can feel that she's not
being represented.
She's not being represented the way that he sees her. But I thought that was great because she did it off camera. That's just naturally the person that she is. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad they added that because it gave me some more depth
context
to her. More context to go off of for her.
Well, that is just lovely because it does feel a little crazy. But so both of the other families didn't show up, which I thought was odd.
I think his mom already showed up. We're not gonna pay for another plane ticket, probably.
Okay, but does he not have a family?
He has a dad, remember? Because he kisses his dad on the lips.
Yeah,
right. That was a big thing.
I do not remember.
That was a whole weird point of contention. She was like, I'm not that affectionate. You kiss your dad on the lips. I don't want to hold hands.
That's weird. Yeah. I mean,
but anyway.
It was the first episode.
Okay, but so I really appreciate he called her mom over Skype or FaceTime, whatever it was, to ask for her. Like, he said, I'm going to propose to your daughter, which...
Is that still a thing?
What?
Yes.
Yeah, no,
is that still a thing nowadays? It definitely is a thing.
I hope it is, but I thought
about that.
It can never not be a thing, listeners and watchers.
Yeah, you always have to ask permission.
Before we get into that part, I want to mention, I really think that he's taking this experience for what it is, and that's why he's okay with her saying no, because I think maybe in past relationships he hasn't put all of himself into it or all of himself out there to, you know, be loved or love back. So I think he's just going for it. And he's like, I don't care what happens. I want to make sure I walk away with having put 120% into this, knowing that I did it all. And if it doesn't work, I'm moving on.
Well, now knowing that he'll move for someone, because he said he'll move where she is because of her business, which I totally... What does he even do? I don't think we know, but he's so cute. It doesn't really matter. But so if he wants to find love and he's willing to move, LA is a great place to live.
Lauren will love you.
Jen.
Oh, sorry, Jen.
Jen will love you. Lauren's not single.
And I'm not that into. I mean, he's cute.
No, she
but
likes
I'm like.
No, I'm sorry, guys. I was looking at my paper and I just saw the name Lauren and then I wasn't thinking.
We're the same. We are the same. But I would take him with open arms and we could get married like tomorrow.
Well, maybe we'll see after the next episode because this is how this one ended. He was like, I would like to ask you if I can marry your daughter. And then it was like, dun dun dun.
I think she says yes.
I think so too.
Do you?
I don't think she will.
No, I think she's probably like, my daughter's difficult. Someone wants to marry her.
Oh, I think the mom will say yes.
Brandon
will not say yes.
Man. All right, guys, let's get into some predictions because I think that's going to take us a little bit because
so much I have some thoughts.
I have some thoughts too.
All righty. Predictions. Let's do it.
You're after Buzz TV.
All right, let's go couple by couple and I want everyone's thoughts. And we're going to write this down because then we're going to see who's right.
Do we
get a prize?
Okay, so Brandon and Jonna, will they be engaged?
No.
He's going to ask and she's going to say no.
I'm going to say yes.
Oh, wait, I changed my mind. I think she says yes but freaks out first.
I think she's going to want to...
So you're
going to
say yes?
Yeah, I changed it to
Jen says yes.
She says no. But she's going to want to continue to explore things with him, and she's just not going to be ready to say, I'm going to marry you, but I want to say yes to exploring a relationship with you. That's what she's
going
to do.
Okay. I see where that is going on, but
wait,
I feel
like... Did you write all that down?
No, but I'll remember.
We'll remember.
I'll remember the no's, but, like, with relationship continue.
You're a lefty.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am. Okay, so yeah, that's... Okay, so it's Jen and Allie are yeses, Lauren and Chelsea are no's.
No.
But, like, no's with possibility of...
They seem wishy-washy.
Not breaking up, just not getting engaged.
Right.
Okay, fair enough.
She's going to break his heart.
Artie, Shannon and Kimber.
Yes.
100% across the board.
Married. I don't think they're married. Also being pregnant.
And being pregnant.
This will
be
one of those spinoff shows where, like you mentioned, Lauren, it's going to be like what is it, after the, like...
Oh, yeah.
They'll have their own spinoff.
Totally.
And they'll be, like, being married or getting married.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so we think 100% Shannon and Kimber are going to be together. Jada and Chris, no.
No. Okay, so I think they're actually going to do what you guys said about Jonna and Brandon. I think they're going to not get engaged, but they're going to potentially still be dating just because he doesn't want to leave the show looking like an ass.
Yep, I agree.
And he's going to want to, like, keep his reputation going as though he's not a terrible guy. But they're going to break up shortly after.
Oh, yeah, they're
it's
not.
It's all for, like, the
they
show.
They are so not together now, no. is my instinct. But they are going to, like, try to leave hand in hand, like, let's make this work IRL before we do this thing. Because that's the respectful thing to do for my daughter. Not going to happen.
Question.
Dunzo.
Is the rules of the show, does the guy have to propose?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, they do.
That's the rule of life.
I know. But I was going to say.
I think that's the rule. Well, actually, I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, because I feel like he's going to not propose to her, but she already said that she would say yes if he did. So I feel like
maybe
in the moment she'll be like.
Very awkward.
What confuses me about these shows is that you're taking, like, an engagement, which is supposed to be one of the biggest moments of your life. And you're just like,
trivializing.
Yeah, you're like, you know what? If it doesn't happen this time, I'll get him next time. I'm like, but that takes away the stigma behind getting engaged, doesn't it? Is that just me?
Yes, no, it does.
No, you're right.
It makes it seem like it's...
just like
whatever.
Yeah, just like dating now.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
It's basically, will you accept this rose?
There's
no,
yeah, there's no permanence to the idea of engagement in this world of the show.
But maybe it is. Maybe it's a different mindset. Because if you know, I'm on a show, I could get a free ring, let's try it out. If the engagement stinks and we don't want to get married, we'll just give the ring back. But at least we'll get a free ring out of it.
That's what I'm saying. The permanence of it isn't like, I used my own hard-earned money and we really are making the... There's like a level of security.
Okay. You're right.
You know?
Maybe that's why. That's like what goes on in my head because it would be like
it's
a ring.
Easy. Yeah. I would be engaged to you right now if I knew I got a free ring. Are you kidding?
You know, I thought about that while I was like, that's really watching true. It. Because the original show, you have to get married. Like, you see the first time and you get married. Yeah,
this
there's
is
no,
like no permanence. Right. I don't. It's. Wait, but did they say, okay, that it's the honeymoon before the wedding and then they do get married at the end?
I don't think they do. I think
they get engaged. Yeah. This is the honeymoon before the engagement.
But this is married at first sight. Honeymoon
Island. Yeah, but they're not. It's a... I could be wrong, but I don't remember it being that way. They're just getting engaged, and that's why I think they're just like, it's fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, last but not least, we all know where the answer's going for this one, but Eric and Katie.
No!
100% no.
I still say who every time. Who?
Goodbye.
Who? I know.
If
it's,
I had a buzzer,
it's hard.
I'd be hitting it right now.
Well,
right.
Guys, we want to know your thoughts, so please comment below. Let us know who you think will end up engaged at our season finale of our first Married at First Sight Honeymoon Island.
You guys.
Oh, we do.
We need to pop some bottles.
And you guys watching at home and listening.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait to see who walks away engaged.
Shannon and Kimber.
We should all wear big diamonds next week.
Oh, we should.
I will do that gladly.
I am so in for it. Alrighty. Well, until next week. Lauren, where can they find you on social media?
Hey, guys. You can find me at Lauren Leonelli on all the social meets.
Chelsea.
At Chelsea Snyder Zero on all the social media platforms.
Jen.
At Jennifer Golden on all the social media platforms and your nearest dating app.
Oh my. And hey, guys, you can find me on social media at Allie Girl. I'm Allie Nasta. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.